Says in the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, Ve'ela Mishpatim, Asher Tasim Lufneim. These are the halachas that you should put in front of the Yidden. So Rashi says, Lufneim V'loy Lufnei Ovdei Kechavim. That Lufneim, the word of the pasuk Lufneim, is coming to teach us that it's not Lufnei Ovdei Kechavim. You're not supposed to put and introduce any Mishpatim in front of Ovdei Kechavim, in front of Goyim. That Afilu Yadata B'din Echad, even if you know about one specific halacha, Shem Donim, Oisai, Kadina Yisrael, that their outcome would be exactly the same, identical to the outcome in Bezdin, Al Tavi Eyu Bar Koy Shalhem, don't introduce it into court. Shamevi Dina Yisrael of Ne Armiyim, whoever introduces the entire between two Yidden in front of Goyim, Chalos Hashem, he's making a chil Hashem, Umiyakar, Shemo Alilim, Lashbicham, and he is making Choshuv, the name of the Avodah Zarah, to give it praise. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, because our Rebbeinu Shalom is not like the Getchka of the Goyim, like the Vidazar of the Goyim, Vayvenu Polilim, and our enemies are our judges. So the pasuk is putting these two things together to teach us, when our enemies are our judges, when we bring a din Torah in front of a Goyish court, Zeu Eidos Leilu Yerasam, that Chas Rishon gives testimony, Ki'ilu, there Avodah Zarah has a Maila. On page 57, it says, Abaya Ashkechil Rabbi Yosef, the Yosef of Kamasi Agiti. Abaya met his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, the Yosef, that he was sitting in Kamasi Agiti, and he was forcing somebody to give a get. Somebody who was Mechuyiv to give a get. He was Mechuyiv Alpidin to divorce his wife. And Rabbi Yosef was forcing him to give a get. Amalei, Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef, we are hadyoytis. We don't have smicha. In Bavel, he didn't have smicha in the time of Abai and Rabbi Yosef. So he was asking him that we have a din of hadyoytis. We don't have a din of dayanim mumchim. So Mamela, the Tanya, and it says in the Braisa, Hayir of Tarfin Oimer, Rabbi Tarfin said, Kol malkim shata moitzi agureyos shalav dikham. Whenever you find a gathering of goyim, even though they're judging their people in the same way that a Bezdin would judge this particular halacha, you cannot become part of them, you cannot bring your case in front of them, like it says, these are the halachas that you should put in front of them. And Rashi explains it means in front of the Zkenim that were in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning people that had smicha. Lufneim is coming to exclude Avdei Kechavim. Davrach Lufneim v'loy lufnei hadyoytis. Another pshat is Lufneim v'loy lufnei hadyoytis, not in front of people who don't have smicha. Amalei Rabbi Yosef answered him back. Anan shlichu sayu ka'avdinon. We are doing the shlichos of the dayanim who did have smicha. In other words, the dayanim is manenu, even though we don't have smicha. But l'gabi halachas where smicha is required and necessary, we can act as though we are the emissaries, the shluchim of the dayanim who lived in previous generations who did have smicha. Now, on page 58, we bring down the Ramban on Chumash, who says like this: V'darshu and the Chacham darshin lufneim v'loy lufnei knanim. In front of Yiddish Dayanim, v'loy lufnei knanim, not in front of Goyish judges. One could have said, Asher tasim lohem, k'moy sha'amar, like it says in the pasuk, sham sam lo'ichayku mishpat. That you could have said, that Asher tasim lohem is similar to what the pasuk says, that sham sam lo'ichayku mishpat, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael chayku mishpat. V'amar lufneyem, instead of saying lohem, that we should give to the Yidden the Chayku Mishpat, it says Lufneim, Shehem Yiyu Adayonim. The Torah could have written Ashatasim Lohem. Instead of writing Ashatasim Lufneim, it could have said Ashatasim Lohem. And from the fact that the Torah says Ashatasim Lufneim, it's coming to teach you that we're talking about bringing a case in front of Dayonim, not just giving the halachas that Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, give the halachas to the Yidden. He's telling Moshe that the halachas should be put in front of the Dayonim of Yidden. Because this expression of lufneim is appropriate for a shayfet when you're talking about asking somebody to judge a case, like it says in the pasuk, the two people that have the fight should stand lufnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, lufnei akoinim vashayfim, they should stand in front of the koinim and the shayfim. So you see that the lashon lufneim is appropriate for bringing a case in front of a shayfet. or like it says in another pasuk, at amdi lufnei ha'edol ha'mishpat. Lufnei kol yoydi das v'din. V'dar shu'ayd lufneim, v'loy lufnei ha'dyoytis. It says, the Chazal also darshan, lufneim v'loy lufnei ha'dyoytis. V'nei shakasu v'mishpatim, because it says, by mishpatim, v'gishe adoyna v'holoikim, adolikim yavid v'arshneim, v'kasu v'gam kein v'nasim v'flilim. And these psukim, which describes a dayan with the word alikim, and it says v'nasim b'flilim, the expression of b'flilim, she'im adayonim ha'mumchim ha'smucham b'yish rabbeinu. That expression connotes dayonim mumchim that had smicha ishmi piyash from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'olakach amar b'kan sh'mashpatam ha'elo yasim oisim l'fnei alikim she'yazkir. The reason why the Torah says over here that these mishpatim should be introduced in front of the dayanim smuchim and not in front of goyim, and not in front of somebody who's not considered a shayfet according to the Torah, because he's a hediyot lozeh because he doesn't have smicha. It's asur in the time when there was smicha. It was also love b'fanav in front of a dayin who doesn't have smicha. K'shem she'asur love b'fanav v'nei goyim. Just like you cannot introduce din Torah in front of goyim. Even though we know that this person who does not have smicha, he knows the halacha and he's going to do the right din. You cannot appoint this person as a dayin, but let's say and complain to him about your case. Shiyakov is baldin eladim lufanav, that hedyot or that goy should force his baldin to dine in front of him. Vahedyot atzmi also eladim, and is also an iser. The Ramban is also mechadish that a dayin hedyot, a dayin who does not have smicha, has his own personal iser to actually accept this case. Al bishaskiru achacham shtei kitas eilok achas, even though the chachamim compare hedyotas to goyim. Like, because we both darshan from the same pasuk, yesh hevrish b'neim. There's a big difference between them. Shem razu shnei balei hadin lovel ofnei ahedyot shvi yisrael. That the halacha of hedyotis, like the Ramban just said, the iser of bringing a din lofnei hedyotis is only if a person asks the hedyot, the person who does not have smicha, to force his other baal din to come in front of him. That's what the kavan of the Torah is when it says you cannot bring the mishpatim in front of hedyotis. It means you can't use the hedyot to induce the other baal din to come in front of him. But if both Bali din agree willingly to come in front of the Hedyot and come to introduce their din Torah in front of somebody who does not have smicha, should be Yisrael, there's no Isser in that. And when the Makabal that Hedyot on themselves, his din is considered a valid din. It's usher to come in front of goyim. That the dayanim should do that. The goyim should dayan should do a din. Even if their din is identical to our din in that particular inyan. So the Ramban is mechadish to us that when it comes to hedyotis, two bali din are allowed to voluntarily accept the din of a hedyot upon themselves. However, when it comes to goyim, two bali din, it's usur for them to voluntarily introduce their case in front of a goyish court. Now, on page 59, we have the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Chavav. It says usur ladim lifnei dayanei goyim uvar koyish lahem. It's usur to do a din Torah in front of dayanim or goyim uvar koyish lahem and in their courts. Perish the Ramah explains Moishev kavua l'sarim ladim boy, a place where it's kavua for princes to dine in it. V'afilu b'din sh'dana k'dina Yisrael, even in a din which they dine identically to dina Yisrael, v'afilu nisratzu beiz bali dinim ladin lefneim, even if both parties willingly go in front of them, like the Ramban said, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, what the halacha we just saw in the Ramban, that it's usur to voluntarily introduce a din Torah in front of goyim. Asr, it's still Asr. V'chol ha'bal lidin lefneim, he's a Rasha. Whoever goes in front of a goyish court is considered a Rasha. U'kilu cheirev v'gidev, it's kilu chasham is mechairev v'magadev, kilu he mevarech es Hashem, v'heirem yad b'teiris Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. And he picked up his hand against the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. The Ramah says, ha'gav yesh b'yad bezdin l'nadoysoy l'achrimoy, bezdin has a right to put him in cheirem, until he removes the koyach of the goyish court from the other party. And anybody who assists the person in going in front of goyim, and this would include, let's say, a Jewish lawyer, is also, the Bezna has the right to stop him and put him in cherem. Even if he's not actually doing the din Torah in front of goyim, he's just using the goyish court to force his bal din to go to Bez din, that's also roi for punishment. Now on page 60 we see a heter. It says in the Gemara, in Baba Kama, the Gemara is bringing down many different expressions that people used to say and finding a source for those expressions in the Torah. So the Gemara, one of those expressions is the following. Amalei Rava la Rabba Amari, Rava asked Rabba Amari, Menoha Mulsat Amri Inshi. From where, what is the source of this thing that people say, that when Karas Chavrach, when you call your friend, V'loi Anach, and he didn't answer you, if you call your friend, you say, you called him, and V'loi Anach, and he doesn't answer you, Rami Guda Rabba Shadi Bey, pick up a big beam and throw it on him. So that he brought a pasuk that says in the Navi, Amal Yan Tartich Loy Tehart, Bitumasich Loisitarioid. It says in the pasuk, since I tried, Hashem says to the Jews, that since I tried to be Matire you, since I tried to purify you, and you weren't willing, Mitumasich Loisitarioid, you will never have a Tara in the future. So you see that if you try to help somebody, if you try to do something with somebody, he doesn't answer you, you try to call somebody to come close to you, and he doesn't come, then you pick up a big beam and you throw it on him. Now, the Pashas of Gemara is talking about a simple thing, that you know, you're trying to befriend somebody, and he doesn't want to become your friend, then you basically push him away. But, and Rashi explains that it's talking about that you're trying to give him Musar and he doesn't answer you. But the Rosh brings down that from Natrinoy going the following. It says in the Rosh, Menoah Milsa, on page 61, it says, Menoah Milsa Damri Inshi, from where Koras Chal, Luchavach, Voyanyach, Rami, Guda, Vashadi Alei, Dixivian, Tehart, Voy, Tehart, Lois, Tehariyoid. He brings down the Gemara. Mikan Posak, Rav Paltoi, Paskins, Ruvain, Sheyesh, Loi, Tfial, Shimon. If Ruvain has a Tfial on Shimon, Umasar of Lava, Emil, Odin, and he refuses to come with him to Din Torah, if you ask him to go to Din Torah and he refuses to come, Sharash Elavi Elar Koy Shal Nachrim, you're allowed to bring him and force him to go to secular court, Kedei Lahoytia Shalai Mitachas Yadei, in order to get what's rightfully yours from out of his hands. So, Rapal Toy Goin learned from here that a person has a right, if his friend to go to Bezin and the person refused, you're allowed to go ahead and pursue the case in court. Now, the on the next page, on page 62, we have a Rambam who says as follows: Kol hadon b'dainei akum uvar koy shalahem aval pi shaya dinayim kedina yisrael. Whoever brings a case in front of dayanim or goyim and in their court, even though their din is identical to Dini Yisrael, he's a Rosh, kilu cherev v'gidev, v'heirim yad b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu, he picked up his hand against the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, chas v'shalom, shenemer v'elam l'shpatim, ashtasim l'fneim, like it says in the Pasuk, these are l'shpatim to bring in front of them, l'fneim v'lo l'fnei akum, l'fneim v'lo l'fnei adyotis. Hoyse yad akum tkeifa. Let's say the hand of the goyim is stronger, u'bal dinay alom, and his baldin, the litigant, the other litigant is Alam, he's a strong person. It's impossible for you to extricate the money from him using the regular channel of Bezdin. He should call him in front of Dayana Yisrael Tchila. If he refuses to come, he gets permission from Bezdin. And then he could go ahead and save what's rightfully his in a secular court. And the Agoyis Maimoni for Yesterian, he says, V'chein Pirish Rabbeinu Yosef Toivalim, Hodeg Arsin and Perak HaChoyvel, Koriz Chavrach Loi Anach, Rami Guda Rabba Shadi Luya, Kloy Mer Karasal Chavrach Lodin Yisrael, meaning to say, he brings down the Gemara of Abakam, and he says, that what it means to say is, Karasal Chavrach Lodin Yisrael, if you called your friend to Din Yisrael, V'loi Ratzal Lava, and he didn't want to come, Hashlei Chalov HaKoysel HaGod, will throw on him a big wall, Shal Yuchal Yishamit, that he cannot escape from, Kloy Mer Shiyavi Olav B'yidei Akum Adkan, that you could call him to secular court, exactly like what we learned in the Rosh.